The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody loves tigers. They're the biggest of living cats and would seem invulnerable to attack from any side. However, today the Earth's tiger population is down to less than 3% of their former numbers. A century ago, over 100,000 tigers roamed forests across vast swaths of Asia. According to recent estimates, fewer than 3,000 tigers remain in the wild today. And despite increasing worldwide attention to the plight of the big cats, tiger populations continue to decline in the 13 remaining countries where the animals still live in the wild. As they say, follow the money. It's the economics of the tiger problem that has pushed this iconic cat closer to oblivion. Tigers can mean big money for the criminals who kill the animals for sale on the thriving global black market in tigers and tiger parts. So the big challenge is to somehow make a live tiger worth more than a dead tiger. Step one is to get the Chinese government to completely stop the trade in tiger parts for traditional medicine. This is doable in such an economic system. And the time is now.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.